Track 101, Introduction to Jim Norton, Objects in Stereo.
Hello, I'm Ruth Horry, and I'm one of the curators of this exhibition, Jim Norton, Objects in Stereo, here at Wellcome Collection. I'm a medium-height white woman with light brown hair. I wear grey glasses, and usually I like to wear black clothing. I'm going to introduce you to the exhibition and what is on offer. This exhibition shows photographs by the British artist Jim Norton, whose work explores museum collections using stereoscopic photography. These photographs have the illusion of being three-dimensional when seen through a specially designed viewer. For Objects in Stereo, Norton has photographed objects from the collections formed for Henry Wellcome in the early 20th century. These collections, loaned from Wellcome to the Science Museum Group, were until recently cared for in stores at Blythe House in West London. Norton was one of the last artists to explore the building before Blythe began closing down and the collections were packed for moving to a new storage facility. It might be surprising to hear that typically 90% of any museum's collection isn't on display. What's in the gallery is only a small part. Most items are out of public view due to sheer numbers. Others are considered too obscure, too damaged, or too delicate to put on display for long, or at all. Collections that are not on display are stored with care, documented, and used for research. Norton's stereoscopic photographs invite us to go behind the scenes into the museum stores and focus close attention on some of these remarkable, unexhibited objects, revealing their intricacy and fragility, as well as the visible traces of collections care. Norton also captured views of the museum storerooms, showing the architecture of Blythe House, which used to be a headquarters of the Post Office Savings Bank, and also the architecture of museum storage itself. This show invites us to consider aspects of museums and collections that exist beyond the gallery. It asks questions about what it means to keep and care for museum objects, while reminding us of the complex relationship between seeing and understanding. We all perceive things differently and bring our own perspectives, depending on our experiences. The gallery is a rectangular space with the main entrance in the middle of one of the long sides. We are currently showing two exhibitions in this gallery. Grace Derito, The Healing Pavilion, is to the left as you enter the space. Jim Norton, Objects in Stereo, is in the right side of the gallery. A freestanding diagonal wall runs partway across the gallery's centre, dividing the space into the two artists' exhibitions. This central wall contains the introductions for both exhibitions. The design of Objects in Stereo is inspired by the colour palette of Blythe House's corridors and storerooms. Large coloured rectangles painted on the gallery walls in tan, cool grey, white and light grey define the four different thematic sections: Blythe House, Fragile Materials, Healing Figures and Making Knowledge. Jim Norton's photographs are displayed on three freestanding structures in the centre of the room. Additional large photographs of the storerooms are displayed on the gallery walls, in landscape and portrait orientation. The largest are around the height of a standard doorway, giving an almost life-size view into the storerooms. Visitors can borrow a viewing device in the exhibition for viewing the stereoscopic photographs in 3D. Viewers can be picked up from the introduction wall in the centre of the gallery. In front of each stereoscopic photograph, there's a blue circle on the floor, marking the best position for viewing. At a table in the middle of the gallery, visitors are invited to sit down and explore Norton's photographs up close. There are two A3 size bound books containing the photographs without the stereoscopic element. There's also a box containing another set of photographs on individual loose cards. Handheld and sheet magnifiers are available on the table. On the digital guide tour, you'll get perspectives from three people: Jim Norton, the artist who created these photographs; Emma Duggan, a museum conservator who has worked at Blythe House; and me, one of the exhibition's curators. Some tracks also have atmospheric sound recorded at Blythe House during Norton's research, to give you a sense of the building's unique character. I hope you enjoy your visit.
Introduction, including orientation to Objects in Stereo spaces, layout and content. This is an introduction to the exhibition Objects in Stereo, with description and orientation information. This gallery is a large rectangular space, approximately 33 metres long and 9 wide, with the main entrance in the centre of one of the long sides. It is a clean white space with overhead lighting and a wooden floor. There are two exhibitions in this gallery, separated by a wall divide in the centre. Grace Derito, The Healing Pavilion, is to the left as you enter through the main doors. Jim Norton, Objects in Stereo, is on the right. The photographs in this exhibition are displayed on the walls and on two freestanding structures in the centre of the space. These resemble long white tables with a display wall dividing the table in half lengthwise. There are photographs exhibited on both sides. Additional large photographs are displayed on the gallery walls in landscape and portrait orientation, and there is a single display case against the far wall as you enter the space that contains historic artifacts. Large print booklets with images can be picked up to the left of the main gallery entrance. Audio content with description can be accessed on a digital handheld device, available to pick up from a display stand immediately to the right of the entrance or listen to on your phone via QR code. There are 7 audio stops to listen to with descriptions of 7 key works. A separate audio describe guide to The Healing Pavilion can be scanned and listened to on your phone or via the digital device by playing track numbers 01 to 05. There are large print transcripts of the audio content available in a booklet to the left of the entrance. The exhibition is permanently invigilated by members of staff who will be happy to assist if required. Location and invitation to explore the stereoscopic viewing devices and orientation to the first stereoscopic image of a tobacco pipe. The stereoscopic photographs in this exhibition show one single object twice over. The twin images of the object, which are the same size, are shown side by side, 6.5 centimetres apart, against a neutral coloured background. Each stereoscopic photograph is marked by a blue circle on the gallery floor. This circle marks the best position to explore the image through a viewing device in 3D. The stereoscopic images can also be identified by a stereoscope symbol on the object label. Several racks of stereoscopic viewing devices can be found on the opposite side of the diagonal wall that displays the introduction text, facing towards the Objects in Stereo exhibition. Please feel free to pick up and explore one. The viewer is a rectangular black box with a handle placed centrally so that the viewer can be held up in front of the eyes. 2 small circular eye holes are let into the side of the box that's placed against the face. There's also a wrist strap on the base of the handle. The first featured photograph is a stereoscopic image of a tobacco pipe. It is 45 centimetres high and 60 centimetres wide and is located at the far end of this same introduction wall, a few steps along from the viewers.